Hey everyone, it's your girls. It's Kim.
And Liz, and we're coming straight to you from the Arizona cactus.
And the Louisiana crawfish. You know the drill.
We're here to talk to you about life's curves.
Our curves.
And uncomfortable shit.
Hey girl.
Hey, what's up?
Guys, this is our fourth week in a row. Can you believe it? I think we're on a roll, Kim.
We are on a roll. Rolling.
We're rolling.
How was your weekend?
It was good. I was like on my last week of spring break.
Oh yeah.
Dude, I need to come up with like a routine. Because when I don't have anything to do,
yeah,
my anxiety says hi.
You get anxious when you don't have anything to do.
Oh my God, dude. It's like bad. I like go into a fucking hole. Like it's like, it starts off as anxiety and then it goes into depression. And then I'm like, I'm so fucking bored. But then I don't want to do anything because then I get all fucking lazy. Like I'm not motivated to do shit.
You're just sitting and anxious.
I said, you literally, like I'll be anxious, right? So I'm off for 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
Anxious the first week. The next week, I'm like, so fucking quiet. I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm like, I said, oh, nice. So then last night, one of our friends texted my sister-in-law and I. Mm-hmm. And she's like a newer friend, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, do you want to go out? Like, it was my birthday. And she's so cool. Like, I like her a lot.
Yeah.
Like, Liz, fucking go.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need to fucking get my fucking ass up. So we got ready all quick. I'm recording the podcast in my sister-in-law's apartment now because some reasons. And
because she has dial-up.
Yeah. I fucking feel like my internet sucks at my house. And I feel like I'm always like, hot,
kid. Yeah. Sometimes it's like random too.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm going to go try out her apartment, and it's been going okay, but we came over here last night, and I was like, oh, don't worry, I'm going to be recording, like, with Kim, so I'll come and get my shit. I walk in, I don't know what the fuck we were doing when we were getting ready, but it's a little messy.
You were all pumped.
I was pumped, and then we went out, and it was fun, but then I was like, 22-year-olds, I cannot.
What do you mean?
They have some energy. What's that stupid song? The one that goes, "Shorty got low, low, low."
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Everybody's all going down low. I said, bitch, this is as far as I could go because.
Y'all, do you want me to come back up?
My fucking knees. I cannot.
I guess you guys didn't listen to our last episode because we've been talking about the pop. That's all that's popping now.
Yeah, it was fucking, and let me tell you, they were popping. I said, oh no, guys. Let's have fun.
You didn't try it?
I went down a little bit. I would say angle-wise, I was probably at like I'm not going to act like I know what angle I was at. I was not that low, though.
So 90 degree would be like us. You're at a 90 degree angle.
I was like at least at a fucking squat.
Okay.
So
we're gonna have to get a picture of it and then we'll see if it was 90.
You're all being out of character.
I think she's embellishing, guys.
I was going down and I was like, oh no, dude, fuck this.
You know, like whenever you're fucking running or something and if it's hard and you think you're fucking dipping and then everybody around you is looking at you and there you are barely fucking moving. That's why I'm giving you shit. I'm like, you thought you were at 90, bitch.
I probably wasn't. And I never realized like before last night how many times that song actually says, shorty got low, low. Like, it's a lot of times. It's not just one.
It's called Low, the song.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I don't know why I thought it was called Apple Bottom Jeans.
Oh, no, guys. Yeah, it's called, I'm pretty sure it's called Low.
Oh my God. Well, that was my weekend. It was fun though. I
Yeah.
was calling out. How was yours? What did you do?
Hold on, I was just verifying it. Yeah, it's Low by Flo Rida.
Okay. Well,
She
he says
said
low.
apple. She said apple bottom jeans, the intro.
Drawbridge.
It was good, dude. Just chilled, did a bunch of stuff that I had to do. Nothing
Oh, that's
like, yeah. I'm on my discipline kick. It's Lent. I usually don't try not to go out for Lent. I have done it, but I actually did it this year, but we didn't stay out that much. But I usually
Yeah.
try not to go out for Lent. But
Well, yeah, that's good. I mean,
you know why though? Because I remember them telling a story where
oh my God, I know. I know
which
what
one? Which one are you thinking?
that tale.
Where they went out for Lent and she was like dancing with this like handsome man, and like it struck midnight, and then she looked at him and then she saw like that he had hooves. It was a pig.
Yeah, I heard that one, but then I heard another one where like somebody was like dancing and like started growing a tail or something.
What kind of tail?
Like a pigtail.
Isn't that the same?
I don't know. I don't know, guys. If you're from New Mexico or if you guys, if your
If
family
you're
has.
Hispanic, I feel like a lot of Hispanics know of
Yeah,
like that
if you're like,
story.
yeah, you know, like Hispanics know, like La Llorona or La Cocuy, like all of.
Dude, you know what's funny though? If you think about it, it's all about like keeping your kids in check. Like La Llorona, nobody wanted to go to the fucking river because they thought that bitch was there. Kids didn't go.
Okay, guess what though? Guess what my parents used to tell me?
What?
So, okay, we used to live in their ranch, right? It came was living there too or whatever. Well, we have this thing called a repres, and it's like the little,
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like the correct fucking Spanish word. It's probably not.
That's
Maybe
just the New
it's,
Mexico. That's the New Mexican Spanish, maybe. It could be like a slang
yeah,
term.
I don't know, but it's essentially like a pondish, right? It's
Like
like a pond.
a watering hole for like the animals to drink.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a better.
She said a pond, like if people have fucking fish in there and
They make it then? Is it a man-made fucking water hole?
Probably. I think it naturally had a little bit, but like I remember seeing our uncle go and like make it a little deeper with his
Oh,
bucket.
nice. I had no fucking clue.
I
I
don't
just
know
thought.
like how it started originally, like if it was naturally like that and then he just made it a little deeper or what, but yeah.
Oh, well, anyways, it's like a water hole, right? And
She said it's a pond.
whenever I used to fucking cry, they would be like, shh, stop. Stop crying. The Llorona's gonna come for you. Don't you hear her?
Hey, what did you say? She
Said, oh.
was trying to hold back the tears, and you know when you fucking start like breathing like
So that's what happened.
that's funny, dude.
But yeah, dude, like Hispanics crack me up, dude, because they have all kinds of stuff. But best believe I'm gonna do that with my kids.
Yeah.
Like, I remember my grandma used to tell me, she's like, and again, I don't know if these Spanish, don't come at me for my Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. My grandma used to be like, pick up your toys. If not, the duendes are gonna come for them. And I was like, duendes? I still don't know what that is. I think they're like little trolls or something. I don't know. Anyway,
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell my kids that the duendes are gonna come. They're gonna come from the roof and come get you.
And
Because
then you're gonna be
they're
afraid telling them.
I know, I'm gonna be all just kidding.
Yo, please pick them up. I don't want them to come. Oh no, dude, that's funny. We'll have to, you know what we could do for our next episode is we'll find some other stories that like our grandparents or any of like our parents have told us.
Yeah,
And
because
then
I feel
we
like
could see if
my dad has
anybody
like a lot.
else. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that like I'll even ask my husband and stuff too, because I know like his family used to say like certain things. And maybe we'll put like a poll on our Insta and you guys could
Yeah.
any things that your parents or grandparents used to say to you guys. I'm just curious because yeah,
Yeah.
you say a lot.
Yeah, that would be a good one. And then I'm sure other people have different things that they used to put to their kids to scare them so they could do something.
They like always wanted us to be scared or what?
Well, we didn't do stupid shit, I
I
guess.
mean, facts.
Well, kind of. For the most part, I mean, we never went into the repres.
I mean, facts.
Yeah. That, you know
The
what used
girls
to
used
scare.
to tell us that those things would go up our ass if we went.
That's what I was just gonna say. The so it's salamanders, but they call them guajolotes.
Yeah, they'll be like, you can't go swimming over there, the guajolote is gonna whatever.
They're gonna go up your ass, and then we're all
Well, no, okay.
we don't want them to.
Ay, ay, ay. And I still get fucking scared about that, dude. Like, if I ever go like swimming in the freaking ocean or like swimming in like a river or something,
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, I hope those things aren't in here. We went fucking scubaing in fucking Mexico for our cruise, I
Yeah.
was squeezing my asshole as I was.
You know what's funny?
What?
They probably would go up your pussy before your
Oh
ass.
my God. Oh
She
my God.
was covering one hole and left the other one exposed.
It's so dumb. Right, everyone, we're gonna get into our burning questions. We did a poll and you guys said to mix it up, so we're gonna mix it up this week. Remember, we don't know each other's questions and we have to answer with the first thing that comes to our mind. So, Kim, are you ready?
Let's do it. All right, I'll go first. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, what language do you think is the sexiest?
Spanish.
Espanol.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your go-to Starbucks order?
My go-to Starbucks order is a dragon fruit lemonade.
That sounds good. What's
It's never
your
hashtag no anxiety.
Oh, because you get anxious with coffee.
Coffee gives me mass anxiety.
So yeah, I'll take the lemonade.
Yeah. Then yum yum yum. And then
Yeah.
they call it sour glass. Fucked up, guys. I'm fucked up.
No. Okay, what's your favorite genre of movies?
I'd probably say romance.
Some rom-com.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
You ready for yours?
Let's hear it.
All right. What is the age that you wish you could relive?
The age that I wish I could relive. Probably like maybe like 10. I feel like that's when you're like play like first start playing sports, and because
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of how old you have to be in like Yabble. Because I always remember like my Yabble years, and it was always like so fun.
Fun. Yeah, I would say like then.
Yeah, like 10 or 11, huh? Because before you go
Yeah.
to like middle
I think
school.
that's a good age, yeah.
Yeah, because like you still like remember everything, but you're still so young to like not really care about anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just like innocent and living.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. All right. What is your favorite carb?
Carb.
Yeah, I'm a fucking carby, so I just wanted to ask.
Potatoes.
The same.
E
It
I don't care if they're French, I don't care if they're mashed, I don't care if they're dried.
She just said, I don't care if they're raw. She's all biting it like an apple. No,
What
fuck.
happens if you were to eat raw potatoes?
Have you ever tried raw? I mean, no, it's not some like. Have you ever bitten into one? Not bitten.
No, Liz, I have not.
I have.
Why'd you do that?
Not with the skin, but I think I just like bit it. Anyways, it's not good.
She's all, don't try.
My God. Okay. Potatoes, that's my favorite too. All right. Your last one is, if Michael B. Jordan appeared right before you, what is the first thing you would ask him?
I probably wouldn't be able to speak. I'd be all, yeah.
Would you say, like, can I have a picture with you? Or, like,
yeah, no, I would probably ask for a picture. I wouldn't even ask for an autograph because I feel like I could have fucking signed it. You know what I mean? I need proof. Yeah. So I need a video. I need a picture. I'd probably ask for a picture. I usually don't ask people for pictures because, like, we see, like, a bunch of people here in New Orleans and stuff.
Yeah.
And everybody would get, like, all excited or whatever. And I don't really ask people for stuff like that. But for him, I might.
Yeah. Yeah, a picture would be good.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. All right. So last week, we talked about our toxic traits. And we put out a poll on our Instagram for people to share some of the responses. So we said we're going to keep it anonymous. We're going to do that. We just listed a couple. And we're going to kind of talk about them and kind of get each other's opinions on them. So the first one we got was thinking I'm perfect because I am.
Whoa, girl.
Hi.
Settle down. I can't really relate to that one, but
she said I can't.
No, what? Huh?
We're not judging though, right?
No, I'm not judging. I just don't think that I'm perfect. I fucking make mistakes like all the fucking time. So I couldn't even if I wanted to, like.
Yeah.
I'm just one of those people that was like, fuck, I already know something. I'm gonna fuck up something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, same. I fuck up everything. I feel like I have the opposite.
Yeah.
Well, like, I feel like everything that can go wrong with me does.
Yeah. Where you try to make things perfect and then it goes opposite.
Yeah, and then I just feel like I'm fucking trying to find my head or something. Like, I'm like this ball of fucking anxiousness. Ew.
But good for you, girl. Don't get like us because we're a little messy.
Yeah.
Okay. So this one says, I have no concept of time, so I am late to everything. Same.
I can't relate to that one.
I can relate to that one heavy. I'm late to everything.
What is it? Like, do you think that you're not going to get ready? Like, do you think that you're going to get ready quickly? So you're like, oh, I don't need to, like, rush through getting ready? Or is it like,
for me,
it just happens?
No, for me, I go into work at 7:30 and I wake up at 6:50. So, like, I never think I'm going to be on time. I'm never trying to be on time. I'm just trying to fucking get there. You know what I mean?
There's like two extremes in my house. So I like to be early. Okay, I've been a little bit worse at work.
Yeah.
I feel like my husband's rubbing off on me a little bit. But I like to be early everywhere I go.
Yeah.
My husband always is dragging ass. Like, if I know that we definitely have to be somewhere, like, at a specific time, I even give him, like, the wrong time so I know that we're on time.
Yeah. That makes sense. Well, you guys balance each other out.
Yeah.
I guess, right?
Okay, so the third one is, my way's the right way, prove me wrong.
A la verga.
I said, whoa.
What do you think of that one, Liz?
Just because I know who put it. Yeah, right. You are wrong.
Yo, you're wrong, motherfucker.
No, that's my husband. He was messing around with us, but kind of. Yeah, that's a toxic trait.
Yo, that's a toxico for you. Huh? That's a toxico for you.
Toxico.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think I could beat anyone's ass.
They said fucking windmill, bitch.
They said windmill, swinging. Just
uppercut. Yeah, I'm not a fighter, so I can't like.
I relate to that.
I don't even like to fucking argue, dude. It gets me so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't mind arguing. I could fucking argue.
She's all, come at me. Come at me. If
No,
I get
like,
a confrontation, I'm like, okay, let's see. Well, do you like the color of these cabinets? Fucking something so random.
just to change the subject.
Yeah. I'm all, do
Yeah.
you wear your shoes with the bunny ears or the loop around?
Oh no, guys. That's funny.
All right, the next word is I get mad at people that get into car accidents and cause traffic jams. I mean, nobody fucking likes traffic jams.
Yeah, definitely. Nobody likes just sitting there in traffic. Like,
No.
it's just not good.
And I feel like there's better. Okay, obviously, like, we're not talking about a fucking accident that's like crazy, right? Like, not like a crazy, but
You're
like,
talking about a fender bender.
yeah, like a little fender bender, like just move over to the side,
Yeah.
just drive over to the side, like, yeah, you know, ain't
Yeah.
nobody that can cause more issues.
Okay, this one says, I pick little fights for fun.
As I just finished saying, I'm not confrontational.
Yeah.
I sometimes like to pick a little fight sometimes.
Guys, this fucking she always says, like, oh no, I don't like this or I don't like that. And then she fucking does it. I get all confused. So I'm just like,
Like what?
first of all, you said, I really don't like ice cream. And then I'm FaceTime you and you're eating fucking Dairy Queen. And I'm like,
Mean
oh,
facts.
nice. No, but then when you came down, you're like, E, I don't fuck with cheese. I don't fuck with cheese. And you're all, let me get a cheeseburger.
These weird fucking stages.
Yeah, you go through
You
stuff that
should
you
have saw
don't
my face.
like.
One time I went, when I went to go visit her last, it was that whole cheese thing, right? I was like, dude, I fucking don't like cheese. Like, it's grossing me the fuck out. Like, it's just nasty. And then I ordered a cheeseburger. And
Yeah.
they brought it to me and I was scraping off the cheese. She's all, Liz. She was fucking laughing and I said, what's wrong with you? So what the fuck did you order it with cheese, dude? Like, you could have told them just a hamburger.
And then they asked you what kind, and you're all, cheddar.
Oh.
She's all cheddar sharp.
Extra sharp.
So anyway, she likes a little fight here and there. She likes to get the blood pumping. Yeah, I feel like everybody does. Like, you could just be like, if everything's going like so smooth, and then you're like, let's
Yeah,
throw in a little. Let's throw in a little fucking little sauce into the mix.
I like that sometimes. All
No.
right, the next one is I love big booty hoes and I hate communication.
Fucking same, dog. Same. Couldn't have said it better myself.
I mean, facts. Everybody likes the nice booty.
Yeah.
I really don't fucking like communication either. If I could be you, I would.
Oh my God, Liz. You know what's funny is Liz says that, but then she's like all like social.
I know, but like, I'm more social when I drink, which fucking bugs me because I wish that I was like that person all the time.
Really? I feel like you're social all the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel that way. I mean,
Maybe it's just 'cause like when we're around each other, but and we're usually drinking.
normally, like when we're around each other, oh yeah, well, we also have some beverages.
We also have some beverages and we're also pretty fucked up. So,
Oh
yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. Okay, the next one says, I'm not afraid to fight. I might get my ass kicked, but I'm gonna fight anyways. She said, one, two, buckle my shoes.
she said, I don't give a fuck. Try me, bitch.
Get
I
it, girl.
might go down, but I'll go down fucking swinging.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, if I were to ever get in like an altercation, though, I would be so fucking scared.
Really? I feel like like, you have to have some sort of fear at anything that you do.
I would be like, he don't hit my face.
Yeah. Well, protect your face or no. Huh? I said protect your face or no.
I just...
You're there like this.
No. Arms wide open. Just give me a hug. Hug it out.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm like that too, though. Like, I'm not, like, afraid to, and I don't think that I could kick everybody's ass, but, like, if they want to fight me, I'm gonna fucking fight.
I mean, that's one thing I love about you.
Huh?
Is that that's one thing I love about you. You don't take shit.
Yeah. But I feel like I don't really go, like, looking for it either, because I'm pretty to myself.
Like, yeah, you just, no, you, like, just chill, but, like, if something fucking, like, comes at you, like, you're not gonna be like, okay.
I just fucking switch. Like me. Like
I'm like, you.
I just switch. Like, it'll be like, I'll be all like chilling, and then someone will say something, and then I just see red.
I see red.
Yeah.
All right. The next one is, I will literally slash your tires.
I love it, girl.
I mean,
she said, I dug my key into
I mean, fuck it.
Dude, I guess it depends on the reason. I can, you know what I mean? I could justify shit if there's a good reason.
I mean, facts.
You know
See,
what I mean?
But then it goes back to my toxic trait of, like, just cutting people off. Like, I don't think that I would do that. I think that I would just literally be like, all right, whatever.
Yeah. I don't think that I could do it either, but I wouldn't judge it because I can justify anything with cause.
You know what I've been seeing a lot of, like, on TikTok? Is, like, if somebody catches, like, their significant other cheating or something.
Yeah.
They fucking put glitter all over.
Really?
Like, all over their house. That would fucking piss me off.
Dude. See, that's cause. That's justifiable cause.
She's all, see, well.
See, I can justify that one. I can justify, like, throwing bleach everywhere. I can justify that.
I mean...
Well, you have to think about it. Like, imagine, you know, you get married to somebody and then that happens. Like, you're not in the right state of mind.
I mean, facts. I mean, I've never been through it, but... I could see how that could make somebody go a little fucking crazy.
I'm curious about the glitter, though. So they were just throwing glitter everywhere?
They were throwing... Because you know how fucking hard glitter is to
fuck
get out?
Fuck yeah.
Dude, they were throwing it, like, all over the carpets, the rugs, the fucking... Like, the bed, like, everything. The couch.
You know what fucks me up, though?
It looked like fucking Tinkerbell fucking...
She was there.
She was there fucking fluttering around.
You know what fucks me up, though?
He is not getting that shit out.
You know what fucks me up?
What?
When people write on, like, cars and stuff after somebody cheats, and then they spell it wrong. That shit fucks me up, dude.
Fuck.
They put liar and they put ER.
Ugh.
You took two L's today, bitch. You took two.
That's the fucking worst, how when you're fucking, like, trying to argue, then you're fucking misspelling shit.
Ee, dude, fuck. We need fucking spell check on Madre.
On my thumbs, though, I feel like I'm a pretty good speller, but, like, whenever I'm trying to, like, text or, like, even type.
Yeah.
I will reread something I don't know how many times, and I'm like, fuck yeah, it's spelled correct.
And then you send it, and you read it, and you're all, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
What the fuck? All right. So the next one says, I cry when I'm mad.
Same.
I get like that too. It depends. Like, if I can't unleash my anger, I guess, then I cry.
I just cry when I'm fucking mad. Like, when somebody pisses me off so much, because I hate confrontation.
Yeah.
So I'm like, not really arguing back, but if they fucking keep on and they keep on and they fucking keep on, I just start crying.
Yeah.
And then they're like, what's wrong? Bitch, nothing's wrong. I'm just fucking mad. okay?
Yeah, fuck. I feel like a lot, that's like a common trait for sure.
Yeah. All right. The last one that we have is, if my feelings are hurt, your feelings are getting hurt too.
Facts, bitch, facts.
And I mean, you
probably,
like, you get what you're fucking seeking.
Yeah, and probably twice as bad, bitch. Don't fuck with me.
Yeah. I'm all acting all hard. I'm all,
Yeah, yeah, don't fuck with me, bitch.
Don't fuck with me. Just kidding. I'm sorry. Sorry for doing
Yo, I'm sorry for how I just responded.
And I'm sorry for saying sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no, guys. Well, thank you for responding to all of our polls and stuff. We definitely related to a lot of them.
Yeah, and we like to, like, go back and read them and, like, talk about them and stuff. So keep on responding. We like interacting with you guys. And if you guys have any, like, suggestions or want us to talk about anything, let us know.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
Well, all right, everyone. We are going to get into our favorite part of our episode. So, Kim, guess what time it is?
Would you rather?
All right, I'll go first. Would you rather have a pause or rewind button in your life?
I don't know. That's hard because have you ever seen the butterfly effect?
No.
So he goes back in time and he makes changes, but then it changes like the whole outcome of his life and it's like completely different. Like you can't just fix one thing because then like
it has a trickle effect.
Yeah, so he fixed one thing, but then he thought he was going to be with this girl and he wasn't with her anymore and she was with somebody else, and so it kind of like completely fucked up her life. So I feel like a like rewind would be like, I don't, it wouldn't be the same. My life wouldn't be the same. So I guess a pause button.
Okay, I get that.
Okay, would you rather have a full-blown mustache for a year or permanently have hairy legs for 10 days? I mean, 10 years.
Not 10 days.
Your mustache is only for a year, though. You could join the circus.
Stupid. Oh my god. I probably will do the hairy legs.
For 10 years.
Shh, bitch. I'll wear pants.
All summer. Well, you know what? You dress like it's fucking fall in the summer sometimes anyways. So.
I mean facts.
Just put your boots on, bitch, and keep on.
Bitch, you should have seen me last night at the club, dude.
What'd you wear?
They not fucking know what AC is or what? All my pictures are all rosy. I said, oh, I was talking to the girls, do you guys want to go up to the front or?
Oh no, guys. That's funny.
I need a constant AC to fucking follow me around, dude.
Fuck yeah. But anyways, we want to thank you guys for tuning in and for all your support.
Yes, make sure to tune in next Wednesday for a new episode that'll help you finish out your work week. In the meantime, always remember to keep it tight.
And stay spicy. Bye, guys.
Bye.